Welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast, broadcasting from Clear Channel Studios in Seattle, Washington. Carried live on Fox Radio 850 KHHO in Tacoma, Washington, and carried nationally in streaming audio at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. 2 hours of interviews and features, plus questions and comments about this one-day-at-a-time adventure in personal recovery as we share experience, strength, and hope with others so that they may recover from alcohol and other drug and behavioral addictions. And now, Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air. Here's your host, Neil Scott.
Welcome back once again to Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America that's on the air every night, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, always with a focus on recovery, always dealing with the disease of addiction. Our broadcast tonight is coming to you from the Omni La Costa in Carlsbad, California. It is the site of the annual NAATP Leadership Conference. And our broadcast is presented by Sundown M Ranch, the good folks just outside of Yakima, Washington, where recovery becomes a reality. Sundown.org is the website. Joining us in this segment, Dr. Rosemary Ellsworth Brown. She has written a book called Addiction is the Symptom: Heal the Cause and Prevent Relapse with 12 Steps That Really Work. Now, she is a woman who has modified the 12 steps. We're going to get into that, find out why, find out some of the results, and all of that. Rosemary, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Neil. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Give us a little bit of the background. I know you did your dissertation on why 12 steps work and why they don't work.
That's right.
Go back even further in terms of your struggles and what brought you to where you are now.
Oh, I'll be happy to. I came back after a two-year relapse in 1971. And at the time I was struggling, I had three children, young children, I was working, and I had this burning desire to find out why so many people in the program relapsed, young, old, so many, who seemed to have a very good program, and yet they were gone. Either they went back out, or they committed suicide. And so it was in 1971 that I began my personal research. From that point, I went on to fast forward to 1984, when after having about 18 years of continuous sobriety, I attended the Ada Comstock Scholars Program at Smith College in Northampton, Mass. And my second year there, I found myself in January, when the other students were going skiing and having fun vacation, I found myself in Sierra Tucson for relapse. But it wasn't to drugs or alcohol or other drugs.
It had to do with relationships.
It was a relationship. And I found other people there who also were there because of a relationship addiction. And that was the beginning of our understanding, really, of the meaning of codependency. And from that point on, I started to look at emotional dependency as being the primary cause. I was finding it to be the primary cause of all addictions, not just alcohol and other drugs, but personal relationships, those people we all know, including myself, who continue to go back again and again to a self-destructive relationship and couldn't seem to stop. And that was, too, was a form of relapse. Today we have obesity. We have yo-yo dieting.
Internet addiction.
Sexual addiction. All forms of addiction. And the addictions, I believe, are symptoms. And because in traditional treatment, the treatment for addiction is single addiction treatment. And although sometimes or many times it works for a single addiction, what happens is everybody relapses because they will relapse into a relationship, into work, into food, into exercise, or multiple addictions. So actually no prevention has been possible until now, I believe, according to all my research.
Dr. Rosemary Ellsworth Brown is joining us tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast. She's written a book called Addiction is the Symptom. There's a better way to work the 12 steps, you say.
Yes, there
is. What is the better way? How do you do it? How much time does it take? And how does it differ from, quote-unquote, traditional AA?
Oh, let me see. A lot of questions there. Well, for example, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I've changed that to it can give us sanity, because my understanding is that we are restored to the same insanity when we stop using drugs that caused us to use drugs in the first place. But doing the 12 steps, we are given an opportunity to learn the meaning of sanity. That's a major one. The big thing, I think, is that the first step is I am powerless over life, people, places, situations, and substances. And any time I try to control any of them, my life is unmanageable. So in this way, it's applicable to anyone who has an issue of control. And quite frankly, Neil, I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I found that the original addiction, sometimes in meetings, I will say, I am so-and-so, I have multiple addictions, but I will also say I have a disease of control. And that means very
interesting, a disease of control.
Yes, and that what that means is that anytime I am trying to persuade or control another person's anything or try to control life in any way, I am in addictive mode. And if I think I can't do it, then fear takes over, and I will attempt to control and manipulate the situation or the person to get my way.
Well, hopefully you're not trying to manipulate this interview. Dr. Rosemary Ellsworth Brown is joining us. Heal the cause and prevent relapse with 12 steps that really work. Addiction is the symptom. It's a brand new book. Are there certain meetings where this is in practice?
Not yet, but hopefully soon. But I would suggest to your listeners, if you are interested at all, please go to the website, which is www.addictionisthesymptom.com.
And there's a dash between addiction is the symptom.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Neil.
Just to clarify that, what will people find there?
There's a video there that which will be of interest. I have six former clients who are on the video. It's only 5 minutes, and I think that it would be informative for anyone who cared to spend 5 minutes. Also, you did ask me one question about the time it would take to do the work, the therapy. It's called the Brown Method. It takes approximately 3 months, and it's working every day so that you have a daily evaluation and assessment of your progress. And it's very easy, and the most important thing I need to say is that it works. For anyone who wants to prevent relapse, it works. The problem we have today is that people think relapse is normal, and it is not necessarily normal. It's only normal because before they've never had an answer to it.
I don't even like to use the term relapse prevention. I like to use recovery enhancement.
Yes, it can be.
Because that's what we're trying to do, is enhance the recovery.
I think the greatest enhancement that is possible is to prevent it. And I'm hoping very much that the work that I've done over the last 40-plus years will bring that about.
How is it similar to or different from traditional 12 steps? And do you have a sponsor in the Brown Method?
The biggest difference is that the 12 steps, as I've always known them, as we know them today, are about single addiction treatment. Treating addictive behavior, one symptom at a time, which guarantees relapse in one form or another. It may not be to drugs, but it's to a relationship,
right?
To work,
money, sex,
to exercise,
right?
To whatever. So
powerlifting, it could be anything.
That's the big difference. This program is about preventing addiction because it addresses both the cause and the symptom.
Dr. Rosemary Ellsworth Brown's book is called Addiction is the Symptom, and you can obviously get that at the website, addiction-symptom.com. What will people find there in the way of helpful information?
They'll find everything they need in terms of enhancing their knowledge. They can order the book. There will be a blog. They'll find a blog there. The video is about people who have done the work, and they talk about the difference it made in their lives.
And you're hoping then that there will be meetings at some point among...
No question. What I envision is an institute for healing addictive behavior, which will include everyone, because everyone, believe me, Neil, everyone suffers from issues of control.
Well, myself included, I guess. Addiction is the Symptom is the name of the book, and it's a fascinating book. It has been endorsed heartily by my good friend Len Balser, who says, a method for ending addiction in all its forms. This is what we've been missing. This, the missing link.
Yes, it is.
Well, I certainly commend you, Dr. Brown, in writing this book. I encourage people to go to the website to check it out. Addiction is the Symptom. Heal the Cause and Prevent Relapse with 12 Steps That Really Work.
I should add, Neil, one thing. It's also on Amazon. They will have it on Amazon and as well as the website.
Thank you very much for your time down here at NAATP. I'm Neil Scott. The program is Recovery Coast to Coast. Again, the book, Addiction is the Symptom, Heal the Cause and Prevent Relapse with 12 Steps That Really Work, Dr. Rosemary Ellsworth Brown. It is fascinating. We'll be right back. I'm Neil Scott. The program is Recovery Coast to Coast.